This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
Back in 1968, Paul Ehrlich predicted that the world would soon run out of food, oil, and water because people were having too many babies. He turned out to be spectacularly wrong on all counts, but political liberals still make doomsday predictions about overpopulation. Author Jonathan Last has a very different message. He says, if America wants to continue to lead the world, we need more babies. His new book is called What to Expect When No One's Expecting America's Coming Demographic Disaster. Author Jonathan Last says the country needs a fertility rate of 2.1 in order to maintain its current population. The U.S. fertility rate is lower. It now stands at only 1.9. Why has the American birth rate fallen so low? It's the result of many cultural forces, including the pill, college, more women in the workforce, delayed marriage, delayed childbirth, and higher divorce rates. Even Social Security and Medicare are factors. First, couples no longer rely on children to care for them in their old age, so they aren't as motivated to go to the trouble of raising them. Second, even those who want more children find it increasingly difficult to afford them. If current trends continue, by 2050, all of America will look like Florida, a state known as God's waiting room because of its disproportionate elderly population. The implications of all this are disconcerting. An aging population combined with low birth rates equals a contracting labor force, and a dwindling tax base coupled with massive increases in government payouts. By 2034, there will be only two workers to support each retiree's Social Security. This new book by Jonathan Last is called What to Expect When No One's Expecting America's Coming Demographic Disaster.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Whether the topic is health care, education, election reform, taxes, or protection of the family, your local state legislators need to hear from you. At eagleforum.org, join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, and you'll better understand the hot issues in your state. That's at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. John Stedmiller will be joining us at the bottom of the hour to talk about the fundraising and how important it is. Claire will be joining us in hour number three. And before I get back to the serious news, I'm noticing over on Fox TV, they're just going to town over this arrest in Wichita of this suicide bomber. And there's basically, he was a 58-year-old airplane mechanic, and they're saying, oh, he wanted to die, and he was going to martyr himself in the airport. Now, when you go back to the original article in the Wichita papers, they're openly admitting this guy was, quote-unquote, under investigation for months, and the investigators gave him the bomb. Fake bomb, but they gave it to him and said, this is a real bomb. In other words, they set this guy up. They found somebody who's thinking about dying, and they talk him into this thing, and they're pounding on this thing, because right now, the NSA's justification to keep its surveillance in place, they've completed this review that we were all promised was going to happen, we will review the spy programs, and at the end of the review they said, yeah, the spy programs are great and they're necessary, we're going to keep on doing it. And their justification is the lone wolf argument. In other words, every one of you listening to this show is considered a terror suspect by the United States government. And this thing they've concocted in Wichita is to convince you, yes, it could be anyone. Could be the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker. And it's nonsense, because certainly this guy in Wichita wasn't a lone wolf. He was surrounded, obviously, by undercover informants and operatives who encouraged him along and to the point of providing what he thought were real explosives. It's another one of these manufactured entrapment setups we have seen time and time again over the last several years, trying to sell you the idea that everybody around you is thinking about blowing up the shopping mall or the supermarket or airplanes, you know, or he's going to blow up a bus and hopefully won't burn his lips or something like that. It's nonsense. They're desperate to try and revive that whole terrorist meme on several areas, which is why I am very concerned about and will continue to discuss all of the indications that they are at least considering a new false flag attack, a really big bang or a really big germing or crash the power system or the financial system computers or something really horrific to just get you riled up, filled with the war fever to go out and conquer the planet on behalf of private central banking. They're making a big deal. He wanted to die. Really? Was he on SSRIs? Because that does seem to be a common symptom of those medications. And Fox News is leaving out the little fact that it was the informants around him who gave him this false bomb. It was a setup. I had a listener write into the show. And I was talking earlier about this wonderful dramatization of the aftermath of the Challenger And it's called The Challenge to Disaster. It was a co-production and showed on both the Science Channel and Discovery Channel, and it was very well done. I'm not saying it's 100% factually correct, but it does capture the essence of what was going on. And the information I had about Challenger from being in NASA back at that time lines up pretty good with it. So it's, if it comes on again, and I'm sure it will in this age of endless reruns, it is definitely worth watching. William Hurt does a fabulous job here. I actually got to meet him years ago on a film called Body Heat, where I was actually an extra. I parked his car, and he's a very nice gentleman. Very, very nice gentleman. All righty, getting back to China. And another reason to go to war against those Chinese. Insert a pejorative there. China has now rejected a fifth shipment of United States-produced corn in the last month because the corn continues to be testing positive for genetically modified organisms. And it is expected there are three more cargoes in the pipeline being tested that will probably be refused as well. And, of course, this is going to anger the United States government. This means war! You won't buy our GMO products. You will eat our GMO corn and you will like it. And the Chinese don't want it. A lot of countries don't want it. Monsanto is trying to literally take control of and monopolize global food production the same way the Federal Reserve is trying to monopolize and control all international commerce through that United States dollar, through reviving Bretton Woods. They're making a really big deal over in North Korea that Kim Jong-un has had his uncle executed. Obviously some family issues there. But apparently the official story is this uncle committed acts of treachery. And until we know what's going on, we know our government hangs people, kills people, executes people for acts of treachery. Benedict Arnold leaps to mind at that point. Meanwhile, there's been a major problem over in Yemen for the United States in the latest drone strike that was supposed to be targeting an Al-Qaeda convoy, and they blew up a wedding party. Bunch of people in a bunch of cars going to a wedding. Happy moment. And they attacked it. Well, look at the bright side. We saved that groom from a lifetime of misery. So it all worked out in the end. It's probably something like that coming out of the U.S. government right now. But there's a lesson to be taken away from this thing. And that is that with all this supposed NSA spying on the globe, even on the people they're supposed to be spying on, they're not actually batting 1,000 at finding actual targets. They're not hitting real, valid targets. They're killing innocent civilians. The U.S. position is, if they're dead, they had to be a terror suspect. And if you don't believe us, you're some kind of a traitorous tinfoil hat wacko conspiracy theory. But the reality is, given this high rate of inaccuracy and the large numbers of civilian deaths, what's really going on here is Obama is using these drone strikes the exact same way Hitler used the V-1 cruise missile and the V-2 ballistic missile as weapons of terror, dealing random death into a population to coerce that population, to pressure their government to capitulate to Obama's demands. And I don't know why they're doing that, because it didn't work in Britain. The V-1 and V-2 strikes only hardened British resolve to resist Nazi Germany. And these random strikes killing civilians in Yemen are only hardening the Yemenites' resolve to resist the United States of America. Now, apparently, this CryptoLocker malware is still out there infecting systems. And if you're not already familiar with it, this is a piece of malware that comes onto your computer. It encrypts all of your files, and then it presents a ransom demand. You must send $150 to this remote online payment system, and they will send you back a key that you type into your computer that will unlock everything. Okay? And it's still out there, and it's causing a lot of misery, and somebody's making a ton of money off of this thing. And isn't it funny how the NSA, which is supposed to be monitoring everything going on the internet, can't find these crooks, hasn't found these crooks? They're too busy watching the law-abiding American citizens. They can't be bothered with real criminals and real terrorists or corrupt Wall Street CEOs. No, no, no. The NSA's main mission is to remind you you are being watched, so you ought not to be thinking those bad thoughts. We're going to take a break for some commercials here, and we will be right back with more about the National Security Agency.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And boy, they're trying to ramp up the fear factor. Apparently, there has been some kind of an incident at Arapaho High School in Colorado. The sheriffs are intervening. They're calling it an active shooter situation, two injured. So they're playing all the cards now. Oh, the guns, we've got to take the guns away. There's shooters and stuff out there. Still will not release the medical records of Adam Lanza. Another story along the same line. A millionaire ex-CFO, Robert Dellinger, killed a young couple and an unborn baby. Oh, wait a minute. We can't use that one for the gun grabbers. He used a car to do that one here. With banned cars. End the useless, senseless slaughter. Banned cars. And remember, the numbers coming out about the number of innocent Americans killed, wrongfully killed, by the police departments of this country are far larger than all of these mass shootings by all these people who are have their heads melted on these prescription antidepressants. It's an important thing to keep in mind. Now, as I mentioned earlier in the show, and then we're going to take a phone call, following the revelation that the National Security Agency had invested billions and billions of dollars to spy on ordinary law-abiding citizens in the United States and around the world, the White House said, we will have a review of the spy programs. We will deal with this. You have nothing to worry about. We're going to review the programs. Well, the review is over. Sasha Mainrath, the director of the Open Technology Institute, said the review panel is just coming out and saying, the programs are needed. They're working just fine. We're not going to change a thing. But it's been reviewed, so you know it's okay. In other words, it was rubber stamped. Going to take a phone call here. Paul in Canada. Aloha, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike?
Doing fine.
Good. Well, they might have done a review, Mike, but they're under review. Whether the review is over or not, they're still under review.
Well, and, you know, I'm sure the Nazi government was reviewing everything that they were doing and saying, yep, that's what's supposed to happen. Review is over.
Yeah, of course. So I got a couple of things here. One thing was a couple of weeks ago you brought up this lady who had had many mental issues over the years from Toronto, who was disallowed entry into the United States because she had tried to commit suicide in 2012.
Yes.
Well, I came to a conclusion today after our, you know, newest false flags now with, you know, a shooter in Colorado and, you know, this airline worker that was coerced. I think you mentioned it was an airline worker that was coerced by the FBI. Well, the RCMP and DHS could not coerce this woman, Ellen Richardson, into accepting a bomb. So she was immediately disallowed.
Now, wait a minute. We seem to be making an assumption here. I mean, do you have any information that somebody
tried
to give her a package, or you're speculating? Okay,
I'm just making a joke, Mike.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't get the humor. I apologize.
That's okay, Mike.
Mea maxima culpa on that one here.
That's okay. But at the same time, I'd like to thank you though for keeping this false flag thing going, because I'm seeing John Kerry going over to Israel again. And he's talking about some kind of arrangement between Israel and the Palestinians by April, which to me means that we can expect some kind of, you know, skullduggery until April, and then they'll come up with a plan to false flag something. And, you know, so all of this is, you know, I was joking about Ellen Richardson, but, you know, keeping this in the forefront of people's minds, Michael, is very important to me.
Well, it is very important. I don't think it's going to hold till April. Looking at the sudden ramping up of terror, lone wolf, I think it may be much more imminent. And the only way we will deter the perpetrators of a new false flag is to just openly discuss the fact that, yeah, that's what we're expecting the government to do next, so that we create that climate of doubt that the official story will be believed for the next false flag. And we've seen how the official story of 9/11 crumbled. We saw how the official story of the Boston bombing crumbled. They at some point, it's going to get through those very thick skulls in Sodom on the Potomac that the rules that worked to manipulate the population back at the height of the Cold War do not work any longer. And if we can make them doubt, they'll call off the false flag. Doubt is our most potent weapon against these maniacs who see war as their best path to greater riches and power.
That's right. So all of your listeners that are listening right now, don't take anything at face value. Do the research. Read into what's being said. And thank you so much, Michael, for keeping this false flag, because I feel it too. I feel there's something. Mm. They didn't win with their little Syria game. They're pushing China and Japan. They're false flagging all over the United States with this shooter. And
they're desperate to get back into Iran. They're sabotage. I mean, the U.S. has already sabotaged the P5+1 deal. But any more of these wars are going to require reactivating the draft. And the legislation is already sitting in committee in Congress, ready to go at a moment's notice. But they're not going to get the American people to go along with a new military draft, which includes girls, without some kind of big, as the Project for the New American Century put it, a catalyzing event. And earlier in the week, we were talking about this recording of Donald Rumsfeld saying, hey, wouldn't it be great to have a new terror attack? Newt Gingrich is out there saying, yeah, we need a new terror attack to motivate people along the war agenda. They're literally flashing neon sign, false flag on the way.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. And I appreciate it so much, Michael, that you're doing that, and I'll let you go. And thank you very much for taking my call.
You're very, very welcome. Now then, in the Congress, which the House overwhelmingly passed that budget deal, and I think the reason it sailed through is if you remember back during that shutdown, the issue was repealing Obamacare, or at least delaying it. And I think now the GOP has realized Obamacare is self-destructing, and it's going to take the Democrats with it for this next election. And that's why there was no opposition to Obamacare. And that's why there was a landslide victory for the new budget deal, which enriches the rich and impoverishes the poor. And it's expected to sail through the Senate, if it hasn't already at this point. And once they were through with that, the House did pass the renewal of the National Defense Authorization Act, which is the law that allows the government to grab Americans and throw them in prison without due process, no trial, and basically treat us all as the terror suspects they clearly think we are from all this spying here. By the way, a little side note. When you go through the airport and you have to go through the Tourism Suppression Agency, you have to throw all the stuff in your pocket into those little plastic bins, which usually includes your spare change. And on the other side, you're rushing to get your luggage. And it turns out a lot of people never bother grabbing that spare change. And it adds up. Apparently, the TSA got $500,000 just collecting all that loose change out of those little plastic bins. And the TSA's attitude is, it's ours to spend however we think appropriate. Congress has no oversight. It's off the books. So it goes into the coffee fund or the party budget or bail money for those TSA workers who are caught stealing from people's luggage here. All righty. We're almost here to the bottom of the hour. We're seeing this very interesting article coming out of RIMF.com where the House Democrats and House Republicans are actually very much aligned on the subject of austerity, which is making you all live with less so they can have more. I'm going to take a break for commercials. Back with John Stadmiller after these few words.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And joining me on the microphone is John Stadmiller, co-host, boss, owner of Republic Broadcasting. And John, you're going to share with us again the current state of our fundraising, how great the need is.
I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. It's fairly good. It's fair to middle. And we're doing an end-of-the-year pledge drive here. Michael, we're about $18,000 short. And we need to raise this money right away. I know it's a bad time of the year. I think it's Santa Fuzz time of the year, isn't it? Something like that.
It basically is. But on the other hand, for all of you listeners who were going to send us subscriptions to the Jam of the Month Club, frankly, we could use the cash instead.
Yeah, and it's a gift that keeps on giving year-round. That's right. Are we talking Jam here? Or are we talking? Oh, no, this network, the information.
Yes.
Look, Michael, what we do is extraordinary. What we do is important. I've put my life's blood into this thing. People appreciate what we're doing, but it's one thing to appreciate, but every once in a while, It's nice to let us know how much you appreciate by coughing up a few bucks. And simply what we're doing, Michael, is the same thing you and I when we got on the air before. And that's, we're going to give a T-shirt away, high-quality T-shirt. By the way, folks, everything that a network does, it reflects in how they do business and how they show, so to speak. These T-shirts, these are top-drawer, top-quality T-shirts. The mugs, a guy called in yesterday, and he says, these are really nice mugs. They're not the thin, cheap things. They're the heavy-duty and, yeah. So top-quality mugs, top-quality T-shirts, not the kind of T-shirts that'll disappear after a few washings and drying in your dryer. So $100, you get a T-shirt, nice coffee mug, and a warm thank you from Republic Broadcasting. And yes, folks, we realize it's Christmas time, but that doesn't stop. The bills don't stop. The people that expect us to pay for their services that provide to this network, they're nice people, but they tell us that if you want to play, you've got to pay. So every month these bills are due. That doesn't change. And the one thing that we're doing, and we're always looking to stay ahead of this game, to cut cost, we're looking at those access boxes. If we can plug two of those in, we can whack out $12,000 a year expense, knocking out a T1 line to feed a satellite by way of an access box. So these are some of the things we're trying to do to back further expense off, because, folks, I think you pretty much figured this out. This economic situation is only going to get worse in the future. And what we're doing right now, and by the way, Michael, I wanted to talk to you about this off air, but we can save that for another time. We're actually implementing a few things outside of this network to feed and fund this network. So I'm hoping, now here's my fervent wish. I'm hoping this is the very last pledge drive we ever have to do for this network. So we're going to ask people to pony up, and not just $100. If the spirit grabs you here, 200, 300. Got an extra $1,000, your daddy war bucks out there? Hey, I know how you got your money. You watched it very closely. But watch it go, come to us, because we're going to put it to good use. Amy Goodwin, by the way, Michael, was telling people, they're doing a pledge drive right now, and they're telling people, you know, if you spend $2,000, we'll throw a dinner and you can come have pizza with me or something. So
they'd have to pay me $2,000 to have pizza with Amy Goodman.
And I'm not into really makeup, but I would sit that woman down and put some makeup on her. There's just something terribly wrong with her.
Now, John.
I'm sorry.
We're getting catty.
I know.
Catty.
At any rate, if you go to the website, there's a banner on republicbroadcasting.org. It's the rotating banner at the top. You can click on that. That'll take you to a separate page, a PayPal page. It's got our address on it. If you don't use credit cards or you just want to send this anonymously through the mail, the address is up there as well. Or we have people, believe it or not, my wife is in the network today. The secretary is still here. She didn't have to run out. So if you call us at 800-724-2719, we will take your donation over the phone. And, Michael, I appreciate it very much. You're going to be out of pocket next week. You've got yourself covered?
You mean for the three
yeah.
the 3 day?
Yeah.
We're covered on that one because the people are paying most of what we're dealing with. And I'm being cagey here because I'm basically what John's referring to is I'm going to be videotaped for a TV program for a major channel. I'm not at liberty to discuss the details, but Ryan Dawson will be taking the microphone for 3 days next week.
Excellent. Ryan is a great guy.
And, of course, when the show comes out, the word will get out there. I want to make a point here, though. The public perception of radio is there's some loony guy with a headset and microphone just talking and the words go out and that's it. But it's really much more complicated than that. Behind that individual on the microphone, whether it's John or myself, there the control room technicians, there is lots of hardware. I mean, just sitting here in the world's smallest radio room in the world. There are three computers operating that support this program, plus the TV set that's feeding me the corporate media. Hosting costs just for my website are $400 a month. I don't know what they are for the RBN website. And there is a huge amount of money that goes out to keep all of this stuff there where you can reach it. And if the money stops, you will not be able to reach it ever again. Next year is the 20th anniversary of my blog. The first 12 years I ran it, I was able to pay for it out of my own pocket, but as it has grown and the costs of running it have gone up, the same thing is true of Republic Broadcasting. I think most people don't really understand how much it takes to keep a radio network on the air, to keep it on the internet, to keep all of this stuff running, especially with the poor quality of equipment that we have in this country today that lasts maybe 2 days outside the warranty period. And we're not just making it up. We're not just trying to rake in the money just so that we have a better Christmas than you do. Most of us don't really have a Christmas. Claire and I don't have a tree again this year. And, you know, we're not trying to play for sympathy. But the reason we're in this financial situation is really very simple. We are a radio network that is serving the public interest. We are dedicated to getting to you the information you have to make good choices about what is going to be happening in the coming months. We are not funded by any government agencies who will come in with their rules and regulations and tell us what you can say, what you can't say. We're not getting money from big pharmaceutical corporations to promote their products covertly posed as news. One of the things I love best about being on RBN is nobody ever comes into me and says, you can't talk about this topic, and I want you to talk about this topic. That just doesn't happen to me or any of the other hosts. When John or I or anybody on RBN is telling you something, it is from a position of personal commitment and opinion and guarantees that you are getting that information unfiltered. It's not going through any corporate media filters. It is not catering to a vested corporate interest or some large corporation. And that is why it is so important for this to remain here on the air into 2014. We need your help.
And that's why I've said, Michael, that we're looking at outside business funding sources to actually funnel some money into the network, because right now our bare-bone cost, and we pared these down. We called the recession back in 2006. And since that time, we were looking at the network going, okay, we see what freight train is coming and heading our way here. So what can we do? Well, we've pared down all the cost that we could. And right now it runs us about $425,000 to $450,000 a year to run this network, which, ladies and gentlemen, is not a whole lot of money. There are radio stations out there just in our local market down here in Austin, Texas. Pretty much that might be their budget for a month or maybe 2 months. We run an entire network, bring you 30 different talk show hosts on a myriad of subject matter, and we do it through two satellites, and we're doing all that for less than $450,000 a year. That's unheard of in the radio market. So we're going to be here. You've had your 20th anniversary. RBN is coming up next year on its 10th anniversary, and we plan on being here for a long, long time.
And just as long as we possibly can. And remember, when we talk about the budgets at the other radio, the corporate-owned radio stations and TV stations and newspapers, they got millions and millions of dollars because they are serving the big money interests.
Yep.
To try and steer you a certain way. And the only way we're going to get the big money influence out of our society is for the little money to all unite together in the common purpose of restoring the republic and bringing truth and accuracy back to the public media.
Absolutely. And Michael, I love you, man, and I appreciate you very much, and thank you for the time.
You got it, and we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be coming back with an update about the Arapaho High School situation and coming up to the top of the hour with Claire.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful. A gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
On the 5th day of global warming, Al Gore gave to me
and aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're keeping an eye on this situation in Colorado where there has been an incident. They're still calling it an incident at Arapahoe High School in Colorado. We're watching the helicopter live feed, and boy, there's a lot of snow all over the ground there. Just noticed that now. And the story is still very fuzzy. They're saying shots were fired either in or at the Arapahoe High School. 2 students were injured. It's on lockdown. Apparently, they're locking down all the schools in the area, which suggests it may have been an external shooter. And they're making a big deal of reminding everybody, this is just 8 miles from Columbine, and it's really close to the Aurora movie theater. So already, they're trying to basically hammer this to support the gun grab agenda. And as we come up on the anniversary of Newtown, isn't it amazing? Every time the gun grabbers start to lose ground, in that debate, there's always another shooting that comes up here. My question is going to be, they're saying it was a student. They're still not sure who. They haven't arrested anybody. I want to know what prescription antidepressants this guy was on. Same thing with that millionaire who drove his car into that couple and killed them and their unborn baby. Was he on prescription antidepressants? That is the question. Because almost all, and possibly all, because now they're refusing to release medical records like we saw in Connecticut. All of these shooters were either on or withdrawing from these provably, demonstrably dangerous prescription psychiatric medication. And if you read that little notice that comes in the box with those drugs, the pharmaceutical companies actually admit in that little tiny microscopic print, buy yourself a magnifying glass and read it. And they say, yeah, every once in a while, people taking this stuff, they get a little bit wacko and kooky. So they know it's out there. But we're going to blame the guns because guns are good, or guns are bad. Pills are good. Guns are bad. And so, again, a lot of attention paid to this. They don't have a shooter. They don't know what happened. But the gun grabbers are already having orgasms over this thing. Oh, and more kids have been shot. Just amazing stuff here. All righty, let's see. Moving on down here. Very interesting story posted to whatreallyhappened.com regarding Obamacare, and it's a personal story about this father who is looking at the... actually, we're going to take a phone call here instead. Scott in Wisconsin. Aloha, Scott. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, Michael, I thank you for stopping here. Michael, I've been talking to you, you know how many years back. It's been a lot of years. And
yes.
I've talked to you on the other radio sites of Rents, and I remember talking
we,
to
we
you
don't
way
name
back.
Those, we don't name those other sites. We don't name those
yeah,
other networks.
But, okay. All right. Well, anyways, yeah. But anyways, I followed you long time ago on those sites, brother. I've been with you sailing in that little lonely boat with all the corks in the bottom. I just want to call in to give my support. I love John. I love you, Michael, because you know what? You said something that was really people better really respect. You are able to get on there and say what you have to say because you made the great crucial point that any other place out there, you are dictated and saying, you can't say that, otherwise you're fired. But this is a crucial thing right now. We need RBN to keep moving along. We need Michael and John to keep rolling along because things are going to get worse. And as long as we can keep this bloodline going for the American people, even if they don't really respect RBN, the important and the radio stations, it's important to get the truth out to wake more people up so they ain't walking sleeping ducks and run out in the road and get run over. Michael, I love you, brother. You stay safe. To John calling in, people, let's keep this motor, automobile rolling because things are going to get tougher, but we need this true information. And even when I've been calling in, Michael, I've had some pretty good information that gets out across this cuckoo wild west, too. So, hey, Michael, aloha to Claire and you, and God bless.
All right, thank you very much for those very, very kind words. And that really is, I think, the most beautiful part about the Republic Broadcasting Network, because when I was on my little hiatus in November, I was approached by a lot of other people, and I was approached by some very big people, and they all made it very clear that they would welcome me with open arms and shower all kinds of benefits all over me as long as I understood they got to choose the show's content, and that, for me, was a deal-breaker. Because if I was interested in money, there are easier ways to make a lot more money than doing what we're doing here. This is all about public interest. This is all about restoring the Republic. This is all about stopping this rush to World War III before it goes nuclear, which it inevitably will. And if we get into a global nuclear war, it doesn't matter how much money you've got, does it? So, anyway, we're talking about Obamacare. A guy by the name of John Gisler, and his existing insurance expires at the end of the year. He's one of these 5 to 6 million Americans who've already been notified your insurance is going away by Obamacare. and he was trying to buy new health insurance coverage through healthcare.gov for his critically ill son, who has this rare degenerative condition affecting coordination and speech. He's currently covered by Utah's high-risk insurance pool, but that ends December 31st. And apparently this John Gisler has made something like 50 attempts trying to get through healthcare.gov, trying to get assurance, and can't get it. It keeps locking up and failing. And so people are being harmed by this. They're making a big deal out of the fact 364,000 people have signed up for Obamacare, which when you realize the population of the United States is 330 million, is not doing very well. And when you've got insurance for 364,000 people and 6 million have lost their insurance, the stated objective of providing affordable health coverage for all Americans is not being met. This is a disaster. And I think that's why this budget deal went right through the House of Representatives. The GOP have dropped repeal Obamacare because they're realizing it's self-destructing. And by November of next year and the midterm elections, the American people are going to be furious with the Democrats for having forced this lemon onto the American people, because we know it's not about your health. It's another cash grab, because this government is desperately broke. And every time they've got a new fiscal problem, what's the first thing that occurs to them? Oh, we'll just take more money away from the American people. They have plenty, those evil hoarders of money out there in the United States, by which they mean ordinary Americans, not the money junkies. The money junkies are supposed to hoard money. That's what money junkies do. That's just the way the nation operates here. Had another situation, and by the way, we've noticed this as well, from people we're talking to who've gone to the healthcare.gov website and tried to sign up. It invites a flood of telemarketers with all kinds of products for whatever you typed into healthcare.gov. And for some reason, apparently, these telemarketers are immune from the do not call list, which is very alarming. And it suggests that either healthcare.gov is simply selling this information to telemarketers, or the website has already been compromised by hackers who are stealing the information and selling it to telemarketers. Nobody's enforcing that do not call list. One of the tricks that they do, and I know because we have a company right here in Honolulu that does this, they run the actual call center out of Guam, which is technically outside the U.S. jurisdiction of the no call list. So they're able to call and harass people like crazy here. Meanwhile, in the level of the global money junkies, and this is being reported at RIMF.com, IMF wants a 71% tax rate. Now they're talking a global tax to keep this little Ponzi scheme going. The pyramid is collapsing, and they're going to go on taking money away from you. As long as you let them, as long as you believe this is the way the world is supposed to work. It's rule by compound interest, rule by bankers. And it's no more legitimate than rule by divine right or rule by slavery. And all three of those systems only work if you allow yourself to be tricked into believing that's the way the world is supposed to operate. The only legitimate government is self-governance. We'll be back after Phyllis Schlafly and commercials with the lovely Lady Claire.